liftoff. We have a liftoff.
On July 20th, 1969, the world watched and waited as three courageous astronauts made history. Join WGLS as we celebrate this amazing anniversary. On July 20th at 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m., we will broadcast a special program commemorating that incredible moment in history. Only on 89.7 WGLS FM, the voice of Rowan College.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
From pad 39A at Cape Kennedy, Florida, three brave Americans take aim on a target 238,548 miles away. Earth's satellite, the moon.
Houston, you are go for staging.
Houston, be advised, the visual is go today.
This is Houston, roger out.
Yeah, they finally gave me a window to look out.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are go at 11.
And go they went over the first of many major hurdles in the hazardous flight of Apollo 11, a flight that was textbook smooth.
Shut down.
Shut down right on time.
101.4 by 103.6.
Roger, shut down. We copy 101.4 by 103.6.
Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins were now orbiting the Earth, but not for long. 3 hours into the flight, ground control gave the astronauts the go to blast out of Earth's orbit toward their destination, the moon. 75 hours and 50 minutes later, everything was ready for a moon orbit. The spacecraft's main rocket, a 20,500-pound thrust engine, fired as Apollo streaked by the leading edge of the moon, then disappeared behind the lunar surface. For 33 minutes, only silence fell on the anxious ears at Houston. Flight controllers in the world waited breathlessly to hear of Apollo's orbital status. Mike Collins radioed the welcomed message.
It was like perfect.
Roger, we copy your burn status report. And the spacecraft is looking good to us on telemetry.
The men made it to the moon, orbiting that sinister satellite for 13 revolutions. Then Eagle and Columbia parted company. Eagle had a date with destiny.
Eagle, Houston, we see you on the steerable, over.
Roger, Eagle, turn dark.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings.
Roger.
On July 20th, 1969, 102 hours, 45 minutes, and 42 seconds into the flight of Apollo 11, the wings of the Eagle soared toward the lunar surface with two pioneers, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Down 2.5.
30 seconds.
Forward. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
500 million people on Earth who witnessed the greatest spectacular of the century heaved a collective sigh of relief. And a deep feeling of pride of accomplishment grew from the news that man had arrived on the moon.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
The whole world waited for Neil Armstrong to take that giant step on the glacial sea of tranquility.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
I'm going to step off the limb now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful from here, Neil.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
All set.
Okay, I'm going to leave that 1 foot up there and both hands down about the fourth rung up.
got something? I had nervous and flight out here.
Hey, Neil, didn't I say we might see some purple rocks?
Find the purple rock?
Yep. Neil is now unveiling the flag.
Roger, we got you four-sided, but back to one you're side.
We'll read the flag that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States."
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
That would be an honor.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with America in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
8 days after blastoff from the Atlantic coast of Florida, the Blue Pacific caressed a capsule containing three adventurous astronauts. Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins returned to the bosom of Mother Earth. President John F. Kennedy, on May 25th, 1961, announced to the world,
"We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win."
His prediction was realized on July 20th, 1969. Man first set foot on the moon. And mankind will never again be the same.